Sex and Dessert. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. More trouble for the Oregon bakery that refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries has now ruled that Aaron and Melissa Klein, the owner of Sweet Cakes by Melissa in Gresham, Oregon, violated that gay couple's civil rights by not selling them that cake. The state will now try to arrange a settlement between the two sides. And if that doesn't work, according to law professor Jim Oleski of Lewis and Clark College,
then the state can decide to bring formal charges. There'll be a formal adjudication before an administrative law judge.
The bakery lost so much business, the Kleins have closed it down and now just sell cakes out of their home. So you could argue that they've already been punished by the free market. But they could still be in trouble with the state.
There's still the question, and this is a little bit of a novel question, of whether they are still a public accommodation covered by the law if they are selling cakes from their home to the public at large.
Aaron and Melissa Klein argue that, as Christians, forcing them to be part of a gay wedding violates their civil rights. But the professor says about the only way out would be to reorganize themselves as a church.
If they reorganize as a non-profit religious institution, that's when they might be able to fit within the exemption. But so long as they remain a for-profit commercial business, they would be covered by the anti-discrimination prohibition.
So, cakes made with holy flour, sacred butter, blessed sugar, and sanctified eggs? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.